Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news while working from home, tooling around the garage, homeschooling the kids, whatever. Just tell Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio, our Laura Kelly theme song. We're not going to take it. Actually, we should actually extend that. Make it the Mini Mayor Whipple Farquad. The Mayor Farquad theme song as well. With us still is Central County Commissioner Michael O'Donnell. Michael, thank you for sticking around through the break, my friend.
Of course. I love talking to you.
So, okay, Michael, let's talk about your opponents. You have two primary opponents, Kathleen Garrison and Cindy Miles. I've had the pleasure of having Kathleen on the show. She's a very nice lady, very conservative. Her voting record, frankly, would be similar to yours, I imagine.
I'm sure, yeah.
I have not had Cindy Miles on the show. For the record, we did reach out to her multiple times. She originally promised to come on the show, but then backed out. She told me via email and Facebook that she didn't want to answer certain questions that she didn't feel were fair. Well, she did actually have to answer a few of them yesterday.
It's essential that we elect solid conservative Republican candidates, in particular in this role on the county commission. The last thing we need is another Lacey Cruz. So starting at the top, do you support President Trump? And will you vote to reelect President Trump? And will you vote for your Republican opponent for county commission if it's not you?
I was the first elected official. Me and Dan Hawkins were the first legislators in the state of Kansas to endorse President Trump in 2016. I will continue to support President Trump. I think he's done great things for our country. And absolutely, I'll support Ms. Garrison or Ms. Miles because they're far better than Ms. Sarah Lopez, who would be a train wreck on the county commission, who would give Lacey Cruz a second vote for everything, including higher taxes, including keeping the abortion clinics open, including taking away your gun rights. Sarah Lopez is probably more liberal than Lacey Cruz. So, yes, I will raise money. I will door knock. I will do anything in my power to make sure Mrs. Garrison or Mrs. Miles get elected, because that's what Republicans need to do.
So I've been asked this question before, and I didn't vote for Trump in 2016. I support some of the things that Trump does and some of the things that he does I don't support. And I'll be quite honest about that, because my integrity is important. And I still remain a Republican. I know other Republicans that didn't vote for President Trump, and I cannot support Commissioner O'Donnell in a reelection bid. And I have been disappointed in his ethics and his integrity. And I'm concerned about where we're headed and where this party is headed if we continue to support him.
Michael, would you care to respond?
I've been attacked my whole political career because I'm a conservative. The fake news has been after me for the last 10 years. But I've stayed strong because my God's been with me. And that's all I need. I've got great family, great friends, God. Mrs. Miles is a great lady. Like I said, I'll support her. I'll endorse her if she's the nominee. I think that's the least she could do for me. But I know she also was a supporter of Tim Norton as well in 2016 over me. So I didn't need her vote to win last time. I'm not going to need her vote to win this time. Thank you.
So, Michael, she didn't vote for Trump. She didn't vote for you. She won't vote for you this time. I've read posts on her social media pages where Cindy Miles said she misses Tim Norton. She shouldn't really, Cindy Miles, be running in the Democrat primary.
Cindy Miles truly has the worst political calculus I've ever seen in my life. She doesn't know what she stands for, what she wants to do. She serves on 100 different boards, can't get anything done. And then she just attacks Republicans nonstop, and she claims to be a Republican. She claims to be pro-life, but she wouldn't support closing the abortion clinic when, you know, every other clinic was getting shut down. You know, I feel bad for her because, John, she's going to come in dead last in this primary. You know it, and I know it.
Yeah.
Her support, you could line up all of her supporters, and they would fit in my living room. I mean, it is just, I feel bad for her. And this is her coping mechanism because she knows she's running a losing campaign. And like I said, I would vote for her. She's the nominee. She's not going to be the nominee. She's going to come in dead last. It's been an embarrassing campaign for her, and that's why she's attacking us. And I have not attacked her for being a liberal, even though she is.
No, you're right. I've found social media posts before she blocked me on social media, by the way, where she supported abortion, where she expressed support for gun control. At yesterday's Republican Women United Forum, when I asked about the upcoming Sedgwick County budget, the same question I asked you last segment, by the way, she spoke about more funding for mental health and taking that funding from the police. That's straight out of the Black Lives Matter Defund the Police handbook.
Yeah. Well, and you remember the big sales tax in 2015, right?
Right, yes.
She was a
right.
big supporter of the 1 cent sales tax. We have pictures of her at the 1 cent sales tax party. I mean, the woman is no more a Republican than Hillary Clinton.
No, and she would be another vote for Lacey Cruz. Any Republican who votes for Cindy Miles might as well be voting for Lacey Cruz.
Absolutely. There are two Republicans running in this primary, myself and Mrs. Garrison. I will never attack Mrs. Garrison on any of her policy positions, even though, you know, I'm sure there are some differences that we have, but we just have differing views on what we want to do, but we're both true Republicans. But like I said, Mrs. Miles is a non-entity. We all know it. She knows it, and that's why she's behaving in this atrocious manner.
So speaking of Lacey Cruz, your Democrat opponent, and I say your because you're going to be the Republican nominee. Speaking of Lacey Cruz, your Democrat makes Lacey Cruz look like Cindy Miles. She makes Lacey Cruz look like a moderate, right?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Sarah Lopez would be the most liberal person elected in the state of Kansas. She, you know, yes, she is a Bernie Sanders supporting Democratic socialist. She's completely out of step with the voters in my district. You know, two things are different between me and Richard Ransdell's race. I'm able to raise money, compete, build a lot of consensus, work with people from all political affiliations where he had struggled with that. But also, I'm in the second most Republican district in Sedgwick County, and Commissioner Ransdell was in the most liberal district in the county.
Right.
Mrs. Lopez doesn't stand a chance in the general election. I think everyone knows it, including the Democrats, and that's why they're trying to attack me through their accomplices in the media, like the Wichita Eagle, who are desperate to get rid of me.
You're right. I know your county commission district because it encompassed a large part of my House district, and I remember my first Democrat opponent referred to it as the most redneck House district in Sedgwick County, and you know, I mean, she thought that was an insult, and I kept sitting there thinking, no, that just means there's hardworking, you know, blue collar worker folks that understand we're pro God, pro life, pro gun, get off my porch, folks.
And that's, you won with 70-some% of the vote.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. And I beat her with by 30 points.
No, the the Democrats, they just this is fool's gold for them. They do not they are not going to be able to win if I'm the nominee, because I'm going to raise the money and get the message out. And they're going to try political attacks. But guess what? This is straight out of the Democratic playbook. That might work well in a Democratic seat like Commissioner Ranzau was in, but it is not going to work in the second most Republican district in Sedgwick County, where Hillary Clinton didn't even get 33% of the vote. She got 32% of the vote. It's a fool's errand, and they all know it. The mayor and his allies, you know, Chris Pompeo and those folks, they're going to go after me. But I've gone after people like Gene Schodorf and Tim Norton, who were far more formidable and pulled off upset. So I'm just going to get through this primary with integrity, and work with Mrs. Garrison and consolidate the Republicans. But anybody voting for Cindy Miles, I think we know, is a Democrat.
I think you're right. Well, Michael, if folks are interested, if they want to, you know, as you mentioned it, money is, we have to have it in order to run campaigns. They can go to michaelforsedgwick.com.
Right.
I see you're out there. I know you're door knocking. I've seen your signs. You got 4x8s out there everywhere. Your yard signs are out there. I know you've been out there door knocking because you're tan.
I've been humbled by the support. And it's just reassuring. I had a lady today tell me, if the Wichita Eagles after you, that's what I want. I want a rebel. And I said, I told her, I said, Ms. Wilkerson, I'm a rebel. Thank you very much. So,
well, yeah. Good luck. Best of luck.
Doesn't realize the more they attack me, the more it helps me.
Oh, like I said, the worst thing they ever did to me was endorse me. So,
right.
I'm certain don't that
endorse,
they will be.
Don't endorse me, Chance and Dion. Don't endorse me.
They'll be endorsing Cindy Miles. You just watch. Best of luck, brother. You keep up the good work. And if you need to come on again, you give me a call, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk with the other Republican candidate for Sedgwick County Treasurer, Ben Sauceda. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.